Thank you. Here's a little thing I used to do at the Florida Folk Festival a lot that I'll try to get through once again. I used to be something of a boxer in my youth. As a matter of fact, I did an exhibition with Rocky Marciano one time. I had him worried in the first round. Thought he'd kill me. That is called a daydream. Well, this song is not about a daydream, but it's about a fantasy of another sort. This thing's about a truck driver that fell in love with a girl on a billboard. Who is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy Allen break from Chicago to St. Louis, Florida, see her every day. A double-clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Wow, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty treat and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's the many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Plot thickeneth here. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I must be getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display. Of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Oh, bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Thank you. My father spent $6,600 to buy 80 acres of land, what was then west of Gainesville. He agonized for months over whether to pay that much money for 80 acres of land. He finally decided to do it, so he bought it. And the land was 2 miles away from Gainesville down a dirt road. Years passed, and the spreading malignant tumor that is now Gainesville rushed past that little piece of property. It is now quite a few miles northwest of there. We got taxed off of it. So in honor of the late Possum Creek and the late Hogtown Creek and the late 80 acres, I wrote this little song called Florida Development Blues. Oh, the traffic was awful, the neighbors a fright, and the city a cesspool of controversy. I was sick of it all, and I saw the light, get out of the hassle, live in the country. So I read all the ads, and I dreamed of the day, then I called Honest Al, Mr. No Money Down. Said, Al, you're in luck. You got one today. It's God's own 5 acres, 10 minutes from town. In the wide open spaces where no engines roar, we'll set you to rest by your own fish pond shore. where no plan boards ponder and zoning's no more, and there's no squirrely neighbors to crowd round your door. So I signed note and mortgage, and they gave me my deed, $56.90 monthly for 31 years. Then I dug out my fish pond and I planted my trees, lay back in my hammock and I had a few beers. Said I, this is heaven, I'll travel no more, I'm a rural landowner and always I'll be. I'll never again be like I was before, it's goodbye forever to the crowded city. In the wide open spaces where no engines roar, I've set me to rest by my own fish pond shore, where no plan boards ponder and zoning's no more, and there's no squirrely neighbors to crowd round my door. But hark, as I lay there, what noises arise? Screech of the chainsaw and the bulldozer squall. There at my fence line to my stricken eyes, a billboard read coming soon, Honest Al's Mall. Well, I marched and I picketed and petitioned the board, wrote all the newspapers so angry and vexed. But the board members told me we're all in accord, you're back in the mainstream cause you've been. Now I sit here by my sludge pond in the parking lot's glare and peer at the buildings through the smog-laden air. And I wonder as I listen to the diesel trucks blare, if hell were put near here, could you tell it was there?
Thank you. Here's a song about the strip mining that's been done in Kentucky and some of the places up there. You can see it with your own eyes if you go through the Cumberland Mountains in Tennessee and Kentucky and see the terraces that have been cut out of the mountains so they could get the overburden out of the way and get the coal out. It's a nasty question. You need the energy, but you mess up the landscape doing it. The only answer I know is to have a lot fewer people than we have, and I don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, it's a good song. It's written by John Prine. It's called Paradise.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that is often remembered so many times that my memories are warm. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to an abandoned old prison down by Acre Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. The coal company came with the world's biggest shovel. They tortured the timber and stripped all the land. They dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, broken it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul drift on up to the Rochester Down.
I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Betty, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Thank you. Thank you so much. My last one is an old country song about trains. It's recorded way back in the 1920s the first time, I think, under a guy under the name of Vernon Delhart. Put this on one of the old 78s called Wreck of the Old 97. They give him his orders from Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her in Spencer on time. So he turned around and said to his old greasy fireman, just shovel on a little more coal. And when we get to that wide open mountain, you can watch old 97 roll. It's mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville on a line on a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes. You can see what a jump he made. He was flying down the grade doing 90 miles an hour when his whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on throttle and scalded to death by the steam. A telegram came to Washington Station, and this is how it read. That brave engineer that ran on 97 is lying in Danville dead. So ladies, you must take warning from this time on and to learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He may leave you and never return. Thank you very much.
Good old. None of that. More later. We have a very special lady up here on the stage. I asked her how many times she had been to the Florida Folk Festival, and she couldn't really tell me. We don't know, but we know it's lots of festivals. She's unique. She's, well, what makes her unique? The first Seminole Indian girl to get a high school diploma in the state of Florida. And she didn't get it in the state. She got it up at Cherokee, North Carolina. That's not anything to be very proud of, is it? I'm proud that she persevered and got it. She's one of our crafts ladies. She was both president and chairman of the Seminole Indian Council. Is that right? Let's welcome Betty Mae Jumper to the mic.
My name is Betty Mae Jumper. I'm from Hollywood Reservation. There are three reservations in the state of Florida. It's around a lake. One is around Okeechobee. It's west of 30 miles. And the other one is in Big Cypress Indian Reservation. That's 30 miles south of that lake. And we in Hollywood, this is where we do all our business out of there. And this is where I came from. The Seminole has two dialects. One is Creek language and the other one is Seminole. And so, therefore, my grandmother knows both of them. My mother's father talked Creek, my grandmother talked Miccosukee, so I have learned both of them. And so I speak both languages. I went to school in Cherokee, North Carolina, as she told you, in a boarding school, because we cannot go to school in public school, because it was closed to us, because we were Indian. And so I went away to school in North Carolina, and that's where I graduated. And then I came back. Then I went and take nurse training. Then I came back and helped my people all these years. And now that we have educated a lot of many Indian kids, have grown up taking their places and working and doing so, I go around. I still work with a public relation with my tribe, but I go around to a lot of these festivals and enjoying it. I like to go and see a lot of craftsmen that makes different things and see the programs and enjoy it. I'm going to sing three songs for you all. One is in a creek, and the other one's going to be in Miccosukee. Miccosukee is no written word, but the creek has. And this is the one that's kids probably like all over the world, and this is what I'm going to sing for you all. Jesus, I know, Kitty, Chuka, Saku, Chaka, Hopi, Taki, Inaki, Yik, Chaka, Jays, In Yik, Jis, Alakayo, palakayo, chanakin, hopo, yes, nagomalkan, is he chayova. Atayat ki kuchuchum, but omit he lagosin, anhayayak so got his me yoksasikon. Those are Creek. Now the one that's in Miccosukee, it's entirely different. You can't understand each other unless you have learned both of them. Most of Miccosukee lives out on a trail in a Big Cypress. On this side, around lake, is a creek speaking Seminoles. On this side, Skanta, Pihaki, on this side, Skanta. That's Miccosukee language. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you one little tidbit about her husband's family. I have a rare postcard of Shirt Tail Charlie Jumper, who was sentenced at the Green Corn Dance. He got in trouble, and you know at the Green Corn Dance, rewards are given and punishments meted out. And his punishment for whatever it was he did was to wear just a white man's long-tailed shirt for the rest of his life. And he was a familiar sight on the streets of Fort Lauderdale, barefooted, and his long tail, white man's shirt. And he got real smart. People wanted to take his picture, so he charged them and made a pretty good living doing that. I thought you'd enjoy knowing that story. Anybody here to introduce him but me? Oh, by now he's a great, he's another one of our state treasures, and we're going to hang on to him. He's been in St. Petersburg a long time, a vegetable and fruit vendor. I think he could have sung in opera. Glorious voice, and passing it on to his children, a beautiful way with him. Let's welcome to the stage Tom Walton from St. Petersburg and his children.
Thank you. You know, we generally be glad to get here and sorry to go. But we have really had a wonderful time at White Spring, Florida at the Folks Festival. And we just hate to have to leave so soon, but every good thing shall come to an end. And we certainly hope that y'all will have us back up here again, because we proud to be part of this family, and it is a wonderful family. I see a lot of them, after they start to part out the back door, they go up and give Cousin Thelma a big hug, and they start shedding tears, you know. Of course, that's the way family's supposed to be, you know. So we just hope that we be a permanent member of the family. Thank you. Oh, when the same
marching in,
oh, when the sun refused to shine,
when the sun refused to shine,
oh, Lord, I want to be in the number. Oh, when the sand go marching in, oh, when the sand
go marching in,
oh, when the sand go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in the number. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when they crown him Lord of Lords.
When they crown him Lord of Lords.
Oh, Lord, I want to be in the number. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Thank you.
Oh, believe, be patient with me. God is not through in me yet. Be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. When God get through with me, shall go forth as bugle, away over yonder, Lord, in a special place. Jesus have a place for me, but he's not through with me yet. Oh, be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
God is not through with me yet.
God is not through with me
yet.
Please.
Be patient with me.
Be patient with me.
Patient with me.
God is not through with me yet.
When God get through with me, I shall go forth as you go.
Thank you. Oh, do-la,
Lord, remember me.
Oh, do-la, Lord, remember me. Do-la, Lord, remember me. And away beyond the blue horizon, I got a home in glory land that'll outshine the sun. Oh, I got a home in glory land that'll outshine the sun. I got a home in glory land that'll outshine the sun. And away beyond the blue horizon, do-la,
God remember me.
And it's way beyond the blue horizon. How about the song of the South? Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine is hitting my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. Yes, the truth is actual. Everything is satisfaction. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. How do y'all do? Guess it's just a show of the bone. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a great big old wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine is heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Has you ever stopped and looked back over your life? See how good the Lord has been to you. Do you remember that he brought you from the rocking of your cradle until this present time? Do you ever take time to steal away and say these words right here? Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you've been so good. You watched over me all night long. Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you've been my friend. Lord, I know you've been my friend. When I was down and up and all alone, Lord, I know you've been my friend. Sometime in the midnight hour, my pillow get wet with tears. Steal away to Jesus, he'll wipe away all of my tears. I got my hand, y'all, in the winding chain. I am trusting in my Jesus' name. He been good. He been good. He been good. He been good. Ever since I know he been good. Been good. No, he been so good to me. Lord, I know you've been my friend. Lord, I know you've been my friend. When I was down and up, I didn't have a friend. Lord, I know you've been my friend. Just before they leave, a little something for all the kids out there. On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese, I lost my poor me. When somebody sneezed, oh, choo, it rolled off the table and onto the floor. And then my poor meatball, it rolled out the door. Oh, choo, and early next summer, we'll have a little tree. That'll grow pretty meatball and some spaghetti. Yeah! Yeah. Thank you. Let's give the kids a hand. Thank you. I'm kind of hoarse this morning. I don't know. I guess I got a little wet yesterday. I'll do the best I can. I'm going to do this song here. And all the time that I've been up here, I have a song that I wrote, and it's a very beautiful song. I don't know why it came to me this morning, but I have to do it. I'll do it now, and then I'll get right on Amazing Grace. The title of this song is Roses and Hollies. Roses and hollies are blooming. I have a right to see a flower grow. I can remember when, a long time ago, we used to watch the roses and hollies when they grow. I can remember a long time ago when the wheat and the barley would grow. We would take that old team and we'd go where the rose and the holly grow. It's a sweet, sweet life to watch the flowers. Watch the flowers as they bloom and grow. Though the rose and the hollies are blooming, we love to watch the rose and holly when they grow. Sitting down in the front room, the warm fireplace, sitting right there with my loved one, around about all over the place. We're watching the rose and hollies when they grow. I can remember a long time ago when the wheat and the holly would grow. We would take that old team and we'd go where the rose and the holly grow.